Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Episode 3, technically, of the Dad Bod Refinement Podcast on CastBox. I'm going to try to figure out how I can actually get this to go a little bit further. Get it on iTunes. Get it on everywhere where we need to be. But until that time where I can actually afford to do all that stuff, we'll have to make do. But as I sit here and drive, life is life, and it's always something. I remember my uncle used to always tell me that because it seemed to be a great deflection for him in his life. And I thought it would be a great deflection, and the way that I made the statement is because I didn't understand what he was actually doing. It is always something he referred to when things go wrong. It is always something. You never heard him say it actually about, you know, something that was good, you know? Blessings are always coming there, but I remember him saying it's always something. The lawnmower would break, it's always something. You know, chimney would catch on fire, it's always something. People would sit there and they look and they'd be like, wow, he can really brush it off and deflect. But it is always something. He understood that life always brings you something, whether it was good or bad. So it's always something. So the next time you're sitting there and your car breaks down like ours has yesterday, think about it. It's always something. But in other news, today we're not going to be actually doing any type of actual beer tasting on this podcast because we need to focus on getting the one car that we have fixed, hopefully at the least amount of money and cost to us, and get it fixed before it becomes a very massive hazard to ourselves and others on the road. But it is always something. This job transition that I did over the past few months could be considered a bad one because it's always something. This always something that I refer to in this job post is I signed on as a contractor to go work for a hazmat company. And as a contractor for the hazmat company, you were limited in what you did. They paid you what you thought was a good price. But in all reality, if a contracting company got you that job, they're making you money while also making money off of your work. The contract included that. And a simple complaint to them after the first 2 months on why I thought it wasn't fair at my rate and why I should be compensated more illustrated that they were willing to give a little bit more because it's always something. In order to appease me for a month while I was not getting overtime, they increased my pay a measly $2. But that tells me that they were probably making at least 10 plus an hour on me for the job that I was doing. So then as I get hired on by the company that I'm currently doing, and the company is a great company, they did give me a little tiny raise on top of the hourly wage that I was making through the contracting company, which is good. It allows for growth and allows for improvement, and it kind of allows for a little bit of a restart. So essentially, I know that there's growth to make a lot of money at this place. But at that point, I expect that if I get to the point where the contracting company's value and the amount that they're making an hour, they will probably try to do a chess move in this game of life, in this game of career, if I decide to make it a career. And if they say that I'm deserving of the hourly wage that they're paying the contracting company, then they'll probably try to get me into a salary position, which would cause me to make a lot more. But in all reality, I'd be there more, and they would be saving money on the job that I'd be doing. Highly doubtful, though. I have a few months, hopefully a year, and I want to master at least 60% of that job. 60% will allow me to be functional at a level above my peers and a level above the people around me. Because the job, you need to only really be fully functional at, you know, the main tasks that you need to get done in order to get things done, and make sure that if you have any questions, you bring them up to the people that can answer them, or at least bring it up to the people that would be responsible for knowing. And if they can't answer, then at least you brought it up. So, but this always something, this contractor job turned into another debacle after I find out that, you know, and I'm pretty sure that I overlooked it in the contract, so it's my fault as well. But I will not get direct deposit pay this week. I normally got paid on Wednesdays of this week, and now it's Thursday, and I did not get paid because they send out the last check in the mail. Don't know why that is, but hey, it could be simply just to, you know, react to, hey, let's hold on to this money for a little bit of week, and they might make a little bit of interest off that, and then as soon as that check goes out, that money gets pulled, and maybe they made a dollar off of the few hundred dollars that I had in their bank account over time, and that saves them money, and it also allows them, you know, have a positive, man, as I'm driving, people don't like to actually stay on that yellow side of the road, but it's okay. As long as I'm doing what's right, I'll be able to swerve out of the way. But with that always being something, this job has turned into the contracting side of it just be one punch after another. The contractor offered health insurance at a ridiculous rate, and ridiculous not being good, I mean ridiculous as being bad. Previous job where I was getting paid less per hour had health insurance that is just phenomenal. And, you know, these multi-billion dollar companies that are family owned still that are doing well is because they're able to keep their employees for the rate that they have. So, it always being something, I was paying $1,000 a month for a health insurance plan that legitimately had a $10,000 deductible. It doesn't seem legal if you are legally have to have a health insurance plan, and that's what they offer for the best plan that they have. It doesn't seem legal to do that. You're spending more money than a year on health insurance. Pretty much, if you spend that a month, you're spending $12,000 a year, and then if you have to use the deductible, you're spending $22,000 for a medical expense. So, in all reality, you may be, if you have a family member getting hospitalized for something serious, you may have to already pay that deductible, and in a sense, you only start saving with this plan as soon as they, you know, are spending $100,000, you know. You're saving money after, you know, you've already spent 20 grand. Other than that, I'm coughing right now, and I'm trying to figure out why. But it's maybe a seasonal thing, and allergies are beautiful in this time of year in Pennsylvania. And simply, you know, it could be simple as just readjustment to the weather each year. And if this gets what it is every year, and this is how it's going to be, then this is the bitterness of growing old. But I said we have to take care of the problem and with our car, and it's always something. And right now it's indicating with the dummy lights that are on the dash of our car, it's indicating that it is a engine throttle issue, a electronic throttle control issue. And in that, it could be any of the sensors that are causing the issue. And those sensors, if the person knows what they're doing, they could actually get us to, you know, pay a lot of money because we don't know what is actually going on. I'm hoping that they're going to be honest to in the process and make sure that everything works out good, you know. And essentially, you know, that'll be all said and good and all said and done whenever they fix it, and hopefully it's cheap. I have to clear my throat. I apologize. But other than that, today is a beautiful day, you know. Just thankful for what I have. Thankful for my beautiful kids. Thankful for my family. Thankful for everything that is going on. Thankful for the air that I can breathe. I'm thankful for the stuff that I can do. There's people out there that can't walk. There's people out there that need a machine to breathe. There's people out there that need medication in order to survive, and so far I don't need any of those things, so I'm very blessed by our Heavenly Father above. But I ask you, ladies and gentlemen, to sit there and think about that. I ask you to sit there and think, you know, it is always something in life, and it wasn't a deflection from my uncle. It was a way to deal with what's going on in life. He understood that it's always something, but he was blessed, and he still is blessed. He's a good influence on my life, and that's how it is. So whenever you sit there and think that it's always something, be positive in that something. Be positive in that thought so that you can, you know, push yourself forward and have a little bit of hope. We already have plenty of people in this country today that are dividing themselves based on left and right policies. And, you know, we don't need to be dividing ourselves, okay? We need to have less government, so that less government control. As long as you're not hurting somebody or hurting yourself, you should be able to do what you want to do freely, okay? There are regulations and rules set in place because, you know, there was always that guy that actually caused those rules and regulations to be set, or that lady that caused it to be set. You know, people don't do certain things unless somebody set a precedence, and I'm learning a lot about that in the classes I'm currently doing. If there's a precedent set of a bad precedent, then that caused a law or a statute, something to get put in place in order to mitigate that problem from the future and from that happening in the future. If someone did something good, then guess what? All of a sudden, you know, we have other positive things that are happening. So today, I'm just reflecting on, you know, that it's always something mentality. And when you think about that, just think about the blessing. Well, from everyone here at the Dad Bod Refinement Channel, thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to me ramble. This is hopefully going to grow. If it doesn't, it's okay. It'll be therapy to me and a record for me later on, you know, and what I was going through, and my kids can also listen to it as well. Have a blessed day. May God bless you and your families. Have a wonderful day. I'll see you guys later.